episode of the Nenaredu Experience. Today I am answering a photography related question that I have been asked many number of times and I have never answered. Because it's a little technical and it really depends on what you do, etc. So first I'll tell you what the question is. The question is, how do I get into a fashion week to do some photography? So this fashion week, I photographed Will's Lifestyle Fashion Week, Amazon India Fashion Week, I photographed London Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week. Pretty much similar answers for all of these. So a lot of people, you know, it's not about being, so a lot of people think that because I go to fashion week somehow I'm a fashion photographer. But again, that goes back to the point that I keep making again and again, that as a photographer, you should be comfortable shooting pretty much anything. You're a photographer, you should know how to make good photos, whether if it is fashion or wildlife. I mean, you might need a certain different type of thought process for each of those, but if you photograph any of these even once, you kind of know what to expect. So how to get into fashion week to do some photography? Okay, first of all, if you're going to be working for free, it'll be easier to get in, which doesn't mean I'm saying you should do that, because don't. The first time I photographed a fashion week was free. I photographed it because it was my first time. I was super excited. This was, I think, four years ago. And the PR agency had, you know, sent me an invite to come and attend fashion week. And I was like, I'll do you one better. Let me just, you know, go and shoot it. And can I get access? And they gave me, so the best access you can get is, used to be all access pass. It used to be like a AA or a AAA thing. And they gave me one of those, luckily. And I had access backstage. I had access to the runway. I had access to pretty much everything. Now, if you have, one of the ways to get in is that you need an invite to one of the shows. Okay. If you can get an invite, which you will directly get from the designer, which means you need to have friends who work at the designer's office, or you need to have friends at the PR agency that handles the designer's PR, then you might be able to get a pass to attend a show. Now, with that pass, you can only go in at the venue at that particular time. You can't go in the morning and say, I'm going to spend the rest of the day here. Because the security guards at the gate are going to look at that pass and they're going to say, show is in the evening, come back in the evening. Or if you'll get access, you can go to the stall areas where a lot of designers set up their temporary stalls to show their latest collections. You can do that, you'll get access to that. And you can photograph there. No one's going to say you can't photograph here. So if you have a camera, you can photograph there. You can do street style. You can go into designer stalls and take photographs of their clothes there. You can ask the designer for a photograph that, can I take a picture of you? Some of them, if they don't know who you are, and especially if you're new, they might ask you, who are you photographing for, where is this photo going to appear, and things like that. Be prepared with your business cards. It's nice to have a business card. So, which goes back to the main point that if you have a blog and a social media presence, then this getting into fashion week gets slightly easier. Not very easy, but slightly easier. Because then you're bringing something to the table. It's not just you saying, oh, I want access. You're saying, I want access in exchange for this value that I'm providing. And Fashion Week does have this whole thing about, oh, it's this thing, you know, where only a few people get to see. And it's, which is kind of weird. I mean, they should just democratize the whole thing. Like someone, I think Givenchy did it in New York this time, where they had an online, you know, process where you could register. And they selected 1,500 people to publicly to come and see their show. I don't even know, it must have been quite crazy. But in fashion weeks here, for example, the capacity is nowhere near 1,500 people. And generally, if you do get that ticket to attend one show, you can't photograph the runway because guests are not allowed to use professional cameras. So you can use your phone, but you will not be allowed to do professional photography. So they look at your camera and be like, sir, ye allowed nahi hai, madam ye allowed nahi hai, and you'll have to turn it off. People still get sneaky and do it, and sometimes if someone from the management spots them, then they can be thrown out from the venue. But again, so you can, you know, if you get that pass, then you can just go and shoot with your phone, etc. If You want to be in the press pit, which is where, you know, all the senior photographers, junior photographers, designers, photographers, PR, press photographers, blogging photographers, all those people sit there at the head of the runway. So the models walk down the runway and the photographers sit here. If you want to get there, then you need to be hired. You know, magazines hire these photographers who are, their brief is to cover every runway show and each model on the runway. That's quite boring photography if you ask me, but that's one way to do it. You don't get paid a lot of money, depends on who you're working with, but magazines don't really pay a lot. So you'll spend your entire day there covering all these shows and you'll get paid a certain amount of money. So it's a good way to get in the first time to, you know, be like, okay, I've photographed Fashion Week, so that's there. But again, to go backstage, you also need, either it's the designer who invites you and says that, okay, if you're a blogger with a photo blog who's going to cover the show for the designer, then they might be like, okay, you know, why don't you also come backstage and take a look at the clothes up close or see the model's makeup getting done. The other way is that, you know, you could work with a makeup brand that is sponsoring the Fashion Week and is doing the makeup for all the